The College of St. Rose campus in downtown Albany was locked down for close to an hour after someone reported seeing a gunman enter a school building. School officials released a terse text alert, and many students took to Twitter, worried that more bad news was imminent. It began around noon in Albany's normally tranquil Pine Hills. Police blocked off a perimeter that covered the area between Partridge to Main Street and Western to Madison Avenue after an elderly passerby flagged down a police car along Western Avenue to report he had observed someone carrying a rifle into the college's events and athletic center. Steve Stella is St. Rose's Director of Safety and Security.
I happened to hear the police interviewing the witness. We immediately went to a lockdown in a shelter in place. The college made a public address announcement. We also immediately sent out a mass text notification to the college community informing them to shelter in place until the situation cleared. After we did an investigation and checked the building with the Albany Police Department, we determined that it was a college employee entered the building carrying an umbrella, and that the elderly gentleman had mistaken that for a rifle.
Stella noted the school erred on the side of caution and followed all procedures by the book.
I don't want to say that we're a hyper-alert society now to things, but we're much more in tune with what could happen. And I believe that this is the case here. So the person who reported it to the police that they saw someone with a weapon, we'd always rather have a false alarm than have something happening and not be alerted in a timely manner.
So this is better than a drill. It's like a real life situation playing out.
We actually have a drill planned in the near future, and I think this may cover it.
The lockdown was canceled just before 1 p.m. Since the Virginia Tech shooting in 2007, campuses nationwide have been increasingly vigilant about alerting students when campus safety is in question. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.